Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Shortly this morning, my guest will be Scott Stevens, an expert in the area of weather warfare and the whole issue of chemtrails. Scott will join us after the first commercial break. Wanted to do a brief news summary today. Ted Pike, Reverend Ted Pike, is warning us at Rents.com that the so-called federal hate law legislation could be introduced this week. We need to keep an eye on that one, and at some point I'll have Ted Pike on the show to discuss what this hate crimes legislation is and who's behind it and what it means for your First Amendment rights. So keep an eye on that story, the whole issue of federal hate crimes legislation, possibly once again being before the new United States Congress as early as this week. AlJazeera.info has an interesting story, a series of stories related to the execution of Saddam Hussein, including a URL that leads to an execution video. If you will check out AlJazeera.info and go to today's column entitled Letters to the Editor, you will see a URL for that execution video, which I have not viewed yet, but it looks like it would be something worth your time in terms of getting to the bottom of what actually did happen in those final fatal minutes. Paul Gottfried has an interesting story today at LouRockwell.com entitled A Lament for Lost Freedom, and talking specifically about some of the activities of the Simon Wiesenthal Center and others, in tandem with what Ted Pike has been talking about, to restrict free speech and to make certain kinds of speech crimes, basically taking certain issues and certain constituency groups out of the realm of free and fair debate. That's Paul Gottfried today at LouRockwell.com. Dr. Gottfried is a professor at Elizabethtown College. Angus Reid Global Monitor has an interesting story today, which shows that the vast majority of Iraqis say that they were better off under Saddam Hussein. If you're not familiar with Angus Reid Global Monitor, it's one of the most well-respected poll-taking institutions in the world. And interestingly enough, this poll that was conducted by them in conjunction with the Iraq Center for Research and Strategic Studies and the Gulf Research Center shows that 90% of the respondents think the situation in their country was better before the U.S.-led invasion. That's a rather grim statement coming from Angus Reid Global Monitor in regard to these polling results coming out of Iraq, but it is suggestive of what we can see as the complete failure of neoconservative foreign policy in the Middle East generally and in Iraq specifically. Paul Craig Roberts has an interesting post today at antiwar.com entitled The Keene-Kagan Plan Means More Bloodshed. And specifically, Dr. Roberts is talking about the fact that retired Army General Jack Keane and Frederick W. Kagan of the American Enterprise Institute, which Dr. Roberts indicates is the second most important Israeli lobby in Washington after IPAC, are in fact arguing, inveighing for another 30,000 troops in Iraq. Keane and Kagan argue that more U.S. troops would permit the U.S. military to retain control of an area after they had cleared it of insurgents. They ignore that Iraq has progressed from insurgency into civil war. There can be no Iraqi army independent of the sectarian conflict. The military problem for the Americans is no longer a small insurgency drawn from a minority of the population, but sectarian strife involving all of Iraq. Today, the only choice for the United States forces, according to Paul Craig Roberts, is to ally with one side or the other in the civil war or to depart Iraq. Knowledgeable people regard the Keene-Kagan plan at the American Enterprise Institute as a proposal designed to continue for a while longer the blood profits of the U.S. military-industrial complex and to advance Israel's interests by spreading Sunni-Shiite conflict throughout the Middle East. That is in conjunction with the Haaretz story today coming out of Israel, where one of their leading think tanks suggests that Israel could attack Iran's nuclear program alone. Keep a watch for that in 2007. We'll be back with Scott Stevens and weather warfare when Mark Dankoff's America returns live from San Antonio, Texas, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have delved into the subject once before on this show about this whole issue of weather warfare and chemtrails when we had Jerry Smith on discussing his new book, Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. Subsequent to that time, one of my listeners in Florida had recommended this gentleman, Scott Stevens, to me as another acknowledged expert in the area of weather warfare and chemtrails. And I wanted to have Scott on for the next 2 hours to simply discuss the importance of this issue, the current state of his own research, and what he would recommend to the rest of us in terms of analyzing the implications of this issue and looking at appropriate resources wherever they might exist in order that we might be on better top of what is going on with all of this in the days ahead. Scott, how are you, sir?
Oh, buddy, that's quite a load to deal with.
Well, that's, I usually get everything out on the table in the beginning of the show, and then we go in smaller pieces as we proceed. So that's kind of the way I operate. And I know that you have a lot to bring to the table on this issue, Scott, so just take it away.
Well, it really is tough for people to get their head around the concept that this planet's weather is not natural any longer. And that is, there is a great resistance that this technology has not only been discovered, but experimented with, evaluated, and deployed. And that we are sitting way deep into this game, not up in the beginnings, that this is a wonderful technology that mankind can use to create a Garden of Eden-like scenario here on the planet Earth, but yet that the technology has been developed, and instead of turning it into a Garden of Eden, they've literally turned it against us. And we're dealing with hellish scenarios like Katrina and tsunamis and droughts and blizzards, in a repeated fashion in an effort to simply wear us down. And this is a huge shift that people need to realize and truly not slip into, oh, they've turned me into a victim and there's nothing I can do, but know that with this knowledge they are capable of empowering themselves, and the last thing that they want is an empowered humanity, because then their game is up. And this is something that we must do in the coming months and years.
Well, you know, in terms of empowerment, Scott, I know that when I was reading Smith's book on this subject, that I felt very unempowered, frankly, thinking about all of the scientific evidence that suggests that this is going on and that you have a series of nation states and potentially multinational corporations who are pursuing this whole interest in this whole subject of weather warfare and weather manipulation for end games that are not necessarily in the interest of the average person. Now, if that's the case, how do we combat that? It seems that we're dealing with forces that are so powerful that most of us, myself included, might suggest that we feel that we're at the mercy of these people.
Well, and that's how they want you to feel, is at the mercy, out of control, and not capable of affecting change to your benefit. And that is the furthest thing from the truth. But we have to go into the spiritual aspect of things, which we will, as we get deeper into the interview. But one of the big things to simply know that this action is going on in the skies is the presence of these fine trails that we see, laced across the skies. And it isn't restricted here to the states. And to be honest with you, I did television meteorology for 19 years. That's a long time to be looking at the skies. And then I first got interested in weather in the Boy Scouts, doing the weather merit badge. That was how I got started and thought, this is kind of cool. I enjoy this. I like numbers. I like looking up. And it just kind of all coalesced into this career. But the chemtrails had been ongoing for much more than a decade before I became aware of their presence and then alert to what they were actually doing up there. And that didn't happen until 03 and 04. And there were many, many researchers, Clifford Carnicom being a standout amongst that, from the late 90s when it became very apparent that something was horribly wrong in our skies with these trails. And it was my work to figure out what they were doing. Because in coming across the work of Thomas Bearden, who was a physicist and also in Army intelligence, I was researching free energy, zero-point energy, and was led to his site. And one of the bars off of Tom's site was Soviet weather engineering, which I was immediately fascinated by, because at this point we were right about the year 2000, and we were struggling to get forecasts correct. And it's 2000, for goodness sakes. We have wonderful computer models, powerful computers, and we should be much, much better at forecasting than we were. So I was out there looking for things to explain why forecasts were going horribly wrong just hours after they were issued. And this weather engineering possibility kind of came into my presence, and I began to study it and try to figure out actually how it worked. But on Tom's site, there were examples in the clouds of these energy signatures, wave clouds, radial patterns, hole punches. All of these things were just a constellation of symptoms which were present in the atmosphere for any good little detective to come along and figure out. And so that's what I did for the last 5-6 years, was begin to put these pieces together. And the picture that emerged was not one of comfort, that we have a problem, and we have lost our government, in, let's just say that the government is not responsive to our needs. They are far more subject and willing to do the bidding of the corporations and the other influences which are present within government than watch out for we the people. This is a problem.
What do you, in summary, what do you see as the issue with these chemtrails, and what are the basic implications that we should infer from it?
Two things are happening with the presence of the chemtrails. The particles embedded within are fine and metallic, and they are used to further the propagation of VLF waves. These scalar waves, these longitudinal waves, which can be used to affect mechanical action at great distance from the from their point of origin. The other thing they do is to mark and to outline and to measure the effects of the electrical weather engineering that is ongoing. So if you see them crisscrossing, marking the sky, it's like ticks on a piece of paper. An engineer's ticks or a construction ticks. So they will leave these ticks in the sky, watch how they drift, how they float, how they deform, and then go back, remark them up, and then continue to observe how they change. And then that data is put back into a meteorology and into a meteorological model to then model what the future atmosphere will do. And if they don't like the output, then they reapply more energy into the sky, go back up, remeasure it out, dump that data back into the model, and until they get the solution that they desire. And so it's just an indication of ongoing weather manipulation.
How who do you see as the major players in this chemtrail situation? How many nation states and corporations do you estimate are involved in this?
I believe we're dealing with corporations that benefit from the purchase, the essentially the building out of this infrastructure to pull this off. Remember the day before 9/11, we had Donald Rumsfeld up there sheepishly admitting that they had lost accounting for $2.3 trillion. Granted, that could be used for anything from, you know, building their own UFO fleet to underground bases to weather modification, any number of things. And who knows if that $2.3 trillion is just the first batch of money that's missing. But there's a lot of incentive to do this thing covertly. And because we see these trails over international waters, we see them in Mexico, we see them in South America, we see them over Japan and Taiwan and China and over Russia. We see them, you know, through the Mediterranean. We're dealing with the one, you know, the one world order. And this is their technology. This is their use. Sovereignty is irrelevant anymore. Absolutely irrelevant. So they've got access to everybody's skies at any time they want.
Yes, and it seems to me once again that we're talking about a subject that basically is receiving, for obvious reasons, absolutely no coverage in the corporate media. I've been looking at a bibliography on this subject of about 31 pages in length that has a tremendous amount of stuff in it, including several position papers that were penned on this subject at Air University at Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery, Alabama. So quite clearly, the federal government is not only aware of what's going on with this, it's clearly a research interest for the American intelligence community and specifically for the scientific divisions, the research divisions of the American intelligence community. Do you think that in this particular instance, that these American intelligence agencies that quite clearly are involved in looking into this and conducting some of these projects are doing it in conjunction with some of the multinationals?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there isn't a department of our government that isn't aware of what's going on. There is just pressure not to talk about it, not to release any information, because to begin to engage in this topic acknowledges its presence. And so they cannot engage, because once that engagement happens, the truth begins to pour out like a busted dam. And so it will be stonewall and stonewall and stonewall until it's so obvious, which it is now to most of us, that something is going on. And so they cannot engage us for fear of the truth.
We will be back with Scott Stevens. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by weather warfare expert and chemtrails expert Scott Stevens, who has a number of things to share with us today about the implications of this increasingly fascinating and simultaneously grim subject, it seems to me, as we start talking about the competition of nation states and multinational corporations in this whole business. And certainly as this relates to the establishment of what can be called the New World Order. Scott, during the break, I was looking at some of the terms that I have come across in some of my initial reading on this subject, which is at its incipient stage. I've come across things, terms like extremely low frequencies, cloud electrification, cloud seeding. And it just kind of goes on and on from there. What are some of the basic terms and ideas within this whole business of weather manipulation that we, as lay people in this subject, meaning myself and many of my listeners, need to be aware of?
Well, this was an area that I had to go through, too, as I was exposed to terminology that was not presented, let alone explained, in college. that you're dealing with, or we were taught, thermodynamics, heat and humidity. Those are the drivers of the planet's weather processes and thereby result in our climate. And so it was heat and humidity, conservation of energy, and then the fluid dynamics associated with. And then to realize that, you know, when I was going to school in the 80s, that we had already had this electrical process at work in the sky and magnetism and gravity issues. And the technology was just absolutely phenomenal even 20, 25 years ago. That once we begin to release the electrical aspects of how you can manipulate the weather through ionization, you can actually issue forecasts which are probably 97-98% accurate a week in advance, that you could enter your zip code into the computer and then get your forecast for the coming week and have it largely accurate even 6-7 days out, to the point where if it's going to thunderstorm on Tuesday evening, you could get the beginning and end times of those storms. That it has developed that far. So yeah, there's a whole other chapter of weather that students are going to have to learn in the coming years, because there it's not just heat, it's not just humidity, it is electrical, it is ionization. There are gravity wave issues associated with enhancing storms. So and the only way to figure it all out is begin your individual journey in exploring this wonderful weather of weather manipulation and how it truly can really be a godsend for this planet. And there are still a few people out there who say it can't happen. It simply can't happen. The weather system is too chaotic. We overcome that with waves. And with waves, you essentially reset the conditions over a physical point, say over San Antonio. If you've got a certain set of waves of a certain frequency rolling through, we've neutralized the ability of, say, cumulus to develop beyond a certain height. And if you want to limit a thunderstorm from developing at all, you take its upward electrical charge. You pop it with a burst of essentially negative energy, electrons, and then the storm is incapable of developing. And this is one of the reasons why we see the chemtrails out there. They'll mark off zones where they're going to apply this negative energy to absorb the storm's potential. And so when you see those trails up there working, and I would venture a guess that the ratio of commercial condensation trail versus these weather manipulating chemical trails or chemtrails, we're probably looking at a ratio of 50 to 70 to 1, because these jet engines are so efficient now, with air av fuel so expensive, that condensation trails are a rarity anymore. And nearly every trail you see up there, short or long in nature, is a chemtrail. And so that if we didn't have this weather modification problem ongoing, our skies would largely be blue, and that the regular commercial fleet would not be adding significantly to the high cloud cover that we're now observing blooming across this planet. In just the last 10 years, from about 95 to 05, the amount of high cloud cover and its ratio to mid and lower clouds has exploded. And that cannot help but have an effect on the planet's warming processes. So we need an open accounting of what they're truly doing and what their agenda is. And because they're doing this in such secrecy, the agenda simply cannot be good for humankind. And we need to have some politicians who have the guts, who have the brevity to stand up and demand some answers from them. And even if it means that their safety is in question, they have to do this. We have to have those kind of statesmen elected to positions of authority. And they're not right now.
Yes, when I come back, I want to explore that with you a little bit, Scott, both in terms of the potential upside as well as the potential downside of that idea. This is Mark Gankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Scott Stevens and a couple of callers when we return. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
We at Republic Broadcasting Network recognize that not everyone is able to make a monetary donation to help us expand our network and spread the word. So we've come up with another way that everyone can help support RBN and the fight for freedom. It is estimated that most people have over $2,000 worth of stuff lying around their home or workplace collecting dust. Things like DVDs, CDs, watches, comic books, toys, and collectibles. For the cost of postage, these items can be put to good use. Simply donate them to RBN. How does it work? Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778. You simply pay for the cost of postage to ship your items to us. We sell them on eBay and keep the proceeds. For more information on how and what to donate, go to ebay.rbnlive.com. Free your home and office of unwanted clutter. Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Back. This is Mark Gankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Scott Stevens, an expert in weather warfare, weather manipulation, chemtrails, and the like. Scott, I wanted to ask you just before the break, we were talking a little bit about this whole question of getting some politicians to engage in some public light of day shining upon this subject and what's been going on with it with our own government and our own national security establishment and some of the multinationals as well as some foreign intelligence agencies that, and corporations that have been involved in this. How is that possible given the fact that I look at such things as the, well, you look at the Warren Commission cover-up of the Kennedy assassination in more recent times, of course, in the last 3.5 years, we're beginning to learn all kinds of things related to this Iraq war and what was behind it and what is behind it that we wish we didn't know, and a series of other things. We think of the Federal Reserve Board and the cloak of secrecy that they obviously have and the way that they operate and the manipulation of the money supply. What hope can we have that there can be any public light shed on all of this? And once there is, what do you see as a plausible solution for the regulation of these technologies and research programs, and how we regulate this in such a way that the true interests of the of individual people are enhanced rather than detracted from.
It's going to take some years to get all of that done. The first thing we can do is simply share our awareness of these ongoing issues with friends and loved ones. We're in a period of sharing that knowledge, of sharing that intelligence, of sharing that understanding. The time for action will come, and it isn't that far away. But right now, we need a base of people who know what's going on and understand the implications of why they are doing what they're doing to our environment, to our minds, to the health of our physical bodies. That Earth is simply trapped in a whirlpool of descending consciousness, and they are intentionally lowering the vibrational rate at which this planet resonates and at which our body resonates. And it is a process that is very sinister and very dark, and is of one mind. It is a very dark mind. And as you see, because of the inaction of our government will not be the solution to this problem. They are a part of the problem. And so what we see coming is a period of chaos. As this knowledge, as we shine light on this knowledge, and we deal with the Federal Reserve, we deal with our health care issues, we deal with our educational system, we deal with our prison system, we deal with the collapse of the environment, we've got a period of chaos coming. And it is as we move through this period of chaos that we begin to create the kind of experience we want on the other side of that. So it's not so much that we're going to be able to fix this and fix it soon. That's not possible. We have to make ourselves aware of what's going on, and that all of the power that we have and can exert will come from inside each one of us. It's not going to come from a congressman or a senator or finally having an honorable president. That is not in the cards. They will not let that happen. And it isn't going to be through physical resistance. They will win on that account every single time. They have through history. So it's going to come in us creating simply a new civilization on the other side of this coming chaos. So it is in the empowering of your family and of your friends with information, with knowledge, that enables them to deal with literally the trials that are coming nearly immediately ahead of us. And we look at weather and their ability to literally choke continent. Australia right now, they have always been exporters of food. Not so long. I mean, they're not able to do that this year because their crops have failed. When you look at a reduction in the production of those cereal grains down there of 30, 35, 40%, and in some regions there is entire failure of these crops, then that weakens that population's ability to sustain themselves. And you choke the lifeblood out of that continent. And when you have the Americans shipping off our grains so China doesn't sell our dollars, then that leaves our storehouses empty. And when you deal with drought, as we have this year from southern Canada across the Dakotas into Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas, that means our storehouses are empty as well. And then you pile on blizzards and you reduce the number of cattle that, again, would be used this coming year to feed us. We have these crises, which are literally, they're imminent, and we need people prepared to deal with this intended chaos. And it's only going to become, there's something called self-organizing collectives. It'll be a very cellular nature because we're not going to be able to rely on the just-in-time delivery system. As we saw with the blizzard in Colorado on Christmas Eve, the stores are empty. I mean, the grocery store, there's just nothing there. If you didn't go out and shop ahead of time and have a pantry stocked with the food, then you didn't have your Christmas meal as you planned. You may have done without some things. And that is just a small-scale test of what will happen on a very grand scale, not too far down the road. So for 2 years, we've admonished people to have food storage. It is absolutely essential. As we watched people dealing with Katrina, the government and companies in Canada, capable of supplying those very basic needs. It is your responsibility to take care of your needs. And that's the only way you're going to get through the trials that are coming up, is through your personal responsibility. So if they even take the weather from us, which has already happened, you have to prepare for these things. It's not like the government is going to come to your rescue.
Yeah, and particularly it seems to me in a circumstance where if people are not taking the advice that you're giving us today on the air, it seems to me that they probably would be in this vast majority of folks who would expect government to do something. And it seems to me that when you start looking at all kinds of weather and environmental and economic and political and military issues, that the whole trend today is toward insisting that there needs to be some sort of a world governmental entity to globally manage all of this. And isn't that part of the plan of the people who are behind the manipulation of some of these technologies, is to create a climate of manipulation and uncertainty and fear that will then be used with the masses to look toward a global entity like the United Nations as their earthly salvation?
Absolutely. That is the plan to the T, to create the scenario to which the people will flock to the government and demand what the government wants to do, which is essentially chip you and then monitor your needs so they can deliver the food you need. You know, and we can't let that happen. And it's going to be very difficult at this late stage in the game to avoid that, simply because so much of the infrastructure is in place, whether it's upper echelon military, government, corporate. They're all of this one mind, that there is this destiny that humanity is headed to, and the Earth, and they will do everything within their power, whether it's through their own free will or through the mind control issues that we're now beginning to understand have been at play for a long time. So you have presidents who cannot think for themselves. And you could watch George Bush and know he's not thinking for himself, that there is a control issue there at play. And so he's not capable of doing what is good for you and I, those who supposedly put him in power, but we know that's not the truth, that there are puppet masters behind the scene. And there is an agenda. There is a very, very specific plan to guide humanity and to guide this planet over the coming 5, 6, 7 years as we approach the end of this age, and using the weather as a tool of choice to inflict a mentality of victimhood is one of the greater goals. And we have to share this knowledge with those we love.
There is a question, a follow-up question I want to ask on this, Scott. But before I do, I want to take a caller. John in Michigan, you're on the line for Scott Stevens. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm in Michigan, northern Michigan, and I've been watching chemtrails up here since 1997. That's when they were first written in a book by Dr. Horowitz, Death in the Air. A nurse noticed them. He says that's, and his comment was the first publication of it. Since 2000, it's just been gangbusters up here. I've got chemtrails in the sky right now. A plane just went over. It is the UN's agenda, I believe, tied to the corporations. On your site a few years back, you had a link to a link called Hall of Shame, where it gave a really condensed breakdown, a 13-page breakdown on the agenda they have here. You brought up Monsanto controlling the seeds.
Uh-huh.
Changing the ionic factor in the air so that only their seeds will grow. Up here we bank on resorts and the cherry industry and agricultural, and they've been destroying the farmers up here for the last 10 years, or 5 years especially. But the farmers I've talked to have noticed a change. And the best way to wake these people up is to tell them to look up and look at the chemtrails. They have no clue, and eventually they come around. It's amazing how many people I've brought this to their attention. Once they realize that, then the other things will be, you know, they can question the other things that tie along with it. I also promote your website, weatherwars.info, all the time on an hourly or minute or 5-minute program you have for you every day. And people didn't know about chemtrails 3 years ago. Now it's a joke on the air, supposedly. And I just appreciate your efforts. I'd like to get you on the air up here on our talk radio show. How does a person do that?
Just write me through the website, scott@weatherwars.info, and we can set up a time.
Okay, that sounds great. And I'm standing outdoors right now, and we're supposed to have we had 2 feet of snow from the 1st of December to the 9th, and then it shut off like a light switch. It turned on like a light switch and shut off. We have no snow. Our ski resorts are all shut down. There's no economy here where there should be economy. Snowmobiles, it was just a devastation here. And also they read an article on that radio show program I talked about cherry blossoms in New York coming out already, getting these plants awake and then killing them off.
Yep.
So they've been doing that up here for the last 5 years. They bring in the crops, the blossoms, and then they bring in a freeze.
Well, and these plants are maturing. They're waking up, you know, 2 and 3 weeks ahead of what they're supposed to. And one of the capabilities of this technology is the incredible oscillation between warm and cold and wet and dry. And it's a stress to the biosphere. And it's by design. They want this planet weakened as we approach 2012, essentially.
Well, Scott, that goes through Agenda 21, the sustainable communities. All of it, I think, is tied together.
Well, it is. And, you know, this planet can support 7 billion humans, but it cannot support, you know, maybe 30 million of them living in abject luxury in combination with consumer societies like we have in the West, only to leave 4 billion people hungry every night of the year. And we need a realignment of priorities. And once that happens, then we will have abundance for all.
I say get the farmers on board because they're the ones that are losing out the most.
They are.
And I think waking them up, they're so ingrained in the U.S. Model of, nothing could be wrong with our
Red State mentality.
But I've waken up quite a few, and they're just amazed. Now they look up in the sky and they can see all the writing that's going on. Every cloud in the sky right now in front of me is all chemtrail clouds.
Oh, that's the way it was here in Colorado yesterday. Well, actually, for the last 2 days. The day starts blue, the planes come out in force, and there are specific meteorological targets that they run their trails through. And they watch to see how the trails either churn or break apart or essentially split, because what they've done with this weaponry is digitize the atmosphere. And as we know, a digit is either on or off. And so you've got this four-dimensional checkerboard with these boxes of varying widths and heights and depths. And they use these trails to fly through these boxes. And then we see how these individual boxes either deformed. If you add heat, the box expands. You need to measure that. If they extract heat, because these scalar technologies can add heat or extract heat at a distance, which is an incredible technology in and of itself, then they need to run these trails back and forth to measure. If the atmosphere expands, you're creating a high pressure, and you do that by adding heat. You take cold air off the top of thunderstorms, and the updraft becomes more violent. You create rotation in the storm, you'll create hail, and you'll create increased instances of lightning.
Is this tied to Tesla's technology?
Tesla's the inventor of this technology.
Well, great. I just wanted to bring that out.
Yeah, it is his. It has been and the papers are E.T. Whitaker's, 1903 and 1904, discussing superpotential theory. And so we have had the answer to our energy crisis for greater than 100 years. But when you have this hive mentality, this one-mindedness, which runs business, which runs government, which runs finance, this is what has got to be excised from this planet.
John Stadtmiller's been up here, Mark, so you can ask John about this area. They tried to pass a wetlands ordinance in this county, the first one in the country, and we trace it back to the UN. They're going to make a countywide wetlands ordinance with no explanation what a wetland was, and they're trying to take all the resources and control them completely. Hey, I'll let you gentlemen go. Scott, I'll get someone in contact with you from the WGCM radio up here in Traverse City.
Very good.
God bless you. God bless all your work that you're doing.
Oh, and we'll send you some snow before the winter's through, I promise.
Okay, and let people know that you left your job as a meteorologist
Well, you can't talk about these kind of things when you have call letters attached to your name. You know, it's honestly, it's too far out there for the comfort of most stations. And my general manager back in Idaho was as good a man as there is in this industry. And he allowed me wide latitude. And for that, I am grateful. I am very grateful. But you know, I'm going to get my own radio show. We're actually in the negotiating process now, so we'll be able to talk about these things and current and ongoing weather events on a much more immediate basis.
Thank you.
John, thank you very much. Mark Dankos America will return live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network with Scott Stevens. Stay tuned.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Back. This is Mark Dankos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Scott Stevens. And Scott, your site again is what weather
Weatherwars.info, I-N-F-O.
Weatherwars, plural, dot info. And when I post information on this broadcast on the Breaking All the Rules news site, I will make sure that that URL is included in my summary of our conversation today. We have a caller, Marilyn in California. You're on the line for Scott Stevens. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. You are actually speaking of my favorite topic now. I think this is the most important thing going on in the world today, far more important than Zionism or anything else. I know if you think about how these people operate, it's order out of chaos. They have to create their chaos to bring order. I just want to quote something that I thought was interesting. You may have heard of the Club of Rome back in the 60s and 70s. The founder and past president, a man named Aurelio Pizzi, this is a quote, "In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. All of these are caused by human intervention. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself. So if they can make it look like we're doing something terrible, pollution, you know, they create the pollution and they blame it on humanity, us poor little, you know, down here, what better way to do it?" And like you, I haven't seen a real cloud. I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, and the spraying the last few days is horrendous. Crisscross. I mean, it's. I take pictures of it. I've got hundreds of pictures.
Me too.
It's absolutely frightening. And you think these could be the norovirus, which seems to be hitting this area. It could be barium. Who knows what it is?
Here in Colorado, we've even had barium pellets come out of the sky and then sit in the 55 degree sunshine for 2 days before they sublimate away. You know, there is just that kind of grossness happening now with this planet. And as you said, there is no issue that's more important than this facing humanity. I mean, we have one atmosphere. We have one one set of oceans, and they're all interconnected. And if they can convince us that the pollution from our SUVs is what is creating global warming, but then they withhold the solution to that pollution, which would be free energy or water-based engines, that we just... I don't love it when somebody comes to the door.
Yes, that's fine.
But can I ask Mr. Stevens something, please?
Sure, absolutely.
If we get a radio show, and I think this is something that should be addressed on a daily basis, I will be glad to support you monetarily. We need to get this out, A number one. I mean, people think that Iran is the problem or Russia or Israel. I mean, if you can see the armada of airplanes in our skies, and these have to be very expensive airplanes with very expensive equipment and lots of trained people, this has to be... You don't see Ahmadinejad talking about this, so he obviously knows about it, and he talks about everything else. We have a world problem, and we need to have a solution. We need to talk about this daily to expose.
And we will.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn. We will be back with Scott Stevens. This is Mark Gankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.